Okay, so basically we're doing continuing on Tosfos on Kavdalim Beis and Sahum. So we're in the middle of the big Tosfos Chutz, and let's read it again, the end part. Im Tomar, it's right at the period. Okay, so there's a period kind of in the middle, right? The third to last, the medium-sized line. Im Tomar, Halucha Shachar Halel V'yuroyinenu V'yishtamach Lama In Poseach Lama Baruch. So why doesn't the bracha at the end of Hal, the bracha at the end of Suya Zimra, the bracha at the end of the Ma'ariv, right, the Bechas Kirishma Ma'ariv, why don't they start with the baruch? Yisham de halucha shismucha le bracha de lekaros ha'halel. So halucha is smucha to the bracha at the beginning of Hal. Yiru einenu lashkivein, and yiru einenu is samach lashkivein, and yishtabach baruch shamar. Lo havi psukim hafzik. Psukim are not a hafzik. Kimo bracha acharona shebe kirishma to lo avi kirishma hefzik. Right? So the psukim aren't the hefzik, just like the last bracha and kirishma isn't the hefzik. Right? Okay, nirashi in the hefzik, baruch shamar yishtavach, so therefore you shouldn't have a hefzik between baruch shamar yishtavach. So he's trying to say is that basically just like when you have a sequence of brachos, you could have a bracha beforehand, smuch lechavertan, and b'hatar is the one before the subsequent bracha from avarach. So he's saying so too here. You have a bracha, and then you have a sequence of psukim, and then you have another bracha. So he's saying is that's considered smucha, and you don't say the psukim, the intervening psukim are hafsik. Just like by Krishma, right? You have oyev amo Yisrael, and then we have v'yatziv v'yamun kazos. So why doesn't that have to start with the baruch? So if you remember, the Rashbam had a whole thing about how Emes V'Yatziv or Emes V'Muna is connected, and we had all the svara there. That since the brachos Kriyashma are different, that they're limud and all that, right? That they're the brachos Kriyashma are limud, and since they're limud, therefore they will form unity with Kriyashma, right? But it doesn't seem like Tosfos is learning that way. Because you see, he's saying is that's by Kriya Shema, that's also by Brachos of Halal. He said the Brachos of Halal aren't Limud, and the Brachos of Baruch Shamar Yishtamach, and the Brachos of Ashkiveinu. Just sounds like he's holding a general rule that when you have Smuch L'Chavrata, right, when you have a Smuch L'Chavrata, so even if you have intervening Psukim, that doesn't break the Smuch L'Chavrata. But on the surface, it's hard to understand, especially Tosis's theory, I thought, was that the bracha generally in Smuch L'Chavrata is the preceding baruch, which is right samach to it, Pater's, makes it that you don't have to start this one of the baruch. But how's that going to work when you're going back, all the way back to the other bracha? Right? When you have psukim intervening? I mean, why aren't psukim hafzik? Nah, psukim aren't the bracha. Bracha is bracha, psukim is psukim. Right? So why shouldn't the psukim be hafzik? Right? That's the problem. That's the problem. Why shouldn't psukim be hafzik? And then he says, but psukim aren't hafzik, but you shouldn't talk. That's what he's saying. Don't talk between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, because the whole reason Yishtabach doesn't have the start of the Baruch is because it's smucha to Baruch Shamar. And the reason why it's smucha is because psukim aren't hafzik. But if you just don't talk, well, then it's not going to be smucha, then you're going to be breaking the smichas. Then in theory, it should require Baruch. So apparently, there's niskan to not have any hafziks. Right? Okay. That's the first thing he says. And then he says, it doesn't work out. The whole svar doesn't work out. Right? It doesn't work out because at the Seder, we say halalucha. And at the Seder, there is no psicha babarach. Right? So normally, halalucha, you'll say you start as samach to the bracha at the beginning of halal. But here, you can't say samach to the bracha at the beginning of halal. There is no bracha at the beginning of halal at the Seder. And yet still, halalucha doesn't start with the baruch. So just start with the bracha there, at least. And even if you want to say, so you don't differentiate between different brachos, brachos are the same way, you treat it the same way at all time, fine, so you should always say a barach. You always should have a barach. Right, why don't you have a barach in Yalucha? If at the Seder, it doesn't snap a seach barach, so then Yalucha apparently should not be considered like a smicha l'chavrita. Right? Because of the Seder. So therefore, Tosis rejects that approach, okay? And he says, the kachnira, the bracha shachar psukim ain't shricha psicha. No, in general, brachas need a psicha. Bracha has to be a psicha barach. But a bracha which is after psukim doesn't need a psicha. She below psicha nikaras haskala. Because without a psicha, its haskala is nikar. Right? And what does that mean? Its haskala is nikar. Without a psicha, its haskala is nikar. What? Right? And it's hard to ask a question on that. What does he even mean by that? Right? Well, what kind of theory is this about the requirement of Baruch such that if it's before it comes after psukim, it doesn't need it? Right? Okay. So, I mean, either of those. So there's two theories in Tosus. He ends up going with the second one because the first one doesn't really work out. But, I mean, either of them, I mean, they both need a svar. Right? They both need a svar. Good? Mr. Kent's pointing out, is that by that logic, in theory, it could be mafsik in the middle of Sukkot Zimra, or in the middle of Hallel, as long as you don't, because it's not relying on the bracha beforehand. It's just going on the fact that it follows psukim. So you shouldn't have a hafsik between Odo, Odesh, and Gidogil, and Chasto, and that would be bad. Or Az Yashir, and, right? And Mishtava. But it wouldn't matter if somewhere in the middle, according to this logic. I mean, there may be other shittos, but. This is a Islamic question. I don't know the answer to this. But, like, again, originally in the very beginning of this Tosas said by Smuch al Chaverta, you don't need a Baruch because the end of the previous bracha, right, ended with Baruch. So you don't need to start this one with the Baruch, right? As opposed to Rashi and the Rashbam who learned that it's because the other one starts with the Baruch, right? Because the first one started with the Baruch. So my question is Tosas retracting that, or is this dependent on that question? Like, well, what now, at the end of the day, why is it that, let's say, Halucha doesn't need a Baruch? Is it because of the, I don't know, maybe that's not a good example. Let's say by Yiro Einenu, right? So Yiro Einenu, saying is it doesn't start with the Baruch because it's smuchat to the Ashkivenu, to Shomar Shalat, right? And the Psukim on Hafsik, right? So at the end of the day, where's the Baruch? Is it that because he said Baruch Hashem, Shomar Shalat, and it's smuchat to that Baruch? Or is it because the original Baruch at the beginning of Berachas Kriyas Shema, Amarav Aravim, whatever, Ashabat Ramaravim, the beginning of the whole sequence, right? Again, Rashi holds me in the whole sequence. Tosas held the end of the previous bracha. So if it's the end of the previous bracha, I hear how that works if it's mamish smucha. But if you're going to say that it's not smucha because you have these psukim in between, so now what? Now you're going to say still, Yeroi Neinu goes back to Shana Yisholah because the psukim weren't dafsik. I mean, whatever, but it's not, I mean, at least the way we learned, is like the bracha has to have a baruch. Every bracha has to have a baruch in it. The chefs of the bracha demands baruch. But since it's smucha, so the baruch there is like mitzuraf to this, and therefore the baruch counts, you just said it. And now you're going to say you just said it? I mean, you have this whole interlude of psukim. So how is that considered like you just said it?
Yeah, but yeah, so that's, it's like you're still like holding that.
What's bothering me is that we don't just need not a hafsek, we need smucha. You know what I mean? It's like brachos is a rule. Brachos need to start with bara. The only thing is, there's a way out. If you mamish just said barach, then that could obviate that requirement. You just said barach. You don't have to. You just said barach. So it's like the burden proof is on you to say you just said Baruch. So it's not like there's intrinsically a relationship and now is a hafsik and, you know, I say maybe it is a hafsik, it isn't a hafsik. It's like you have to show me that this is smucha. So like smucha doesn't just mean not a hafsik. I would think smucha, like smich gul tvila. Not just you don't have a hafsik, I mean, there's a smichas. I don't know, it seems you have to have a smichas. Now there's no smichas. You don't know, you have psuk in between. You say, well, they're not a hafsik. I mean, but not a hafsik doesn't create smichos. Not a hafsik just means I'm not distracting myself or something like that. But here I feel like you need to create a smichos, I would think, in order to obviate the requirement of the starting of the Baruch. I think, I mean, unless there's another, there's a svara, maybe you have to develop a svara. What's the logic of not starting with the Baruch when it's Mucha, such that it's sufficient to just not have a hafzik? Right? But is it because, like we were saying, is look, in every bracha, the essence is that you're praising Hashem. Right? The essence is you're praising Hashem. And before you begin, you have to say, hereby, I'm hereby praising Hashem. Okay, and if you're fine, and that's it. But if you just ended on a bracha, you just said Baruch Hashem, so it's clear you're praising Hashem. That's what you just said a second ago. So now you don't say I'm praising Hashem. I'm starting Baruch Hashem. I already am praising Hashem. I just did a second ago. But now you said Baruch Hashem Shema Yisrael. You're praising Hashem. Then you started reading Pesukim. It's not praising Hashem anymore. Now it's Limud of Pesukim or whatever, right? And Pesukim in general, Kriyat Shema, learning Pesukim, whatever, right? And then. And then you're starting to praise Hashem again, so you should have to say Baruch. You say, well, since it's Pesukim, it's not Hafzik. I mean, who cares that it's Pesukim? I mean, but Pesukim aren't Baruch. I'd be involved in Baruch. This isn't Baruch. Baruch something else. I mean, a little bit. It's like, it's hard. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't. It doesn't really jive with the way I'm thinking about Smuch al Charetan, Koseach with Baruch, and. Like, what's the concept now of Brachas had to start with Baruch in a way which is consistent with this answer? You know, something like that. That's what's, like, what's the theory of Baruch and Brachas Mechal Haritas and such that this makes sense? Let me ask you this. Let's ignore this for a minute. Let's look at the second answer. So the second answer, he's saying, is whenever you have a Bracha after Pesukim, you don't need to have a Baruch. Why? Right? Because without a psicha, its haschala is nicker. Right? What does that mean? Brachas need to start with Baruch. Fine. The other doesn't start with Baruch. Now, okay. So I just finished the psukim, and therefore it's nicker the haschala. Therefore, what? The bottom line is I'm starting a bracha, and brachas need to start with Baruch. Now, what's the theory of Smuch Charita of needing Baruch? Is the reason why you have to say Baruch is Nikr Haskala? What does that mean? And now, how does the fact that there are Pesukim there make it Nikr? I mean, Nikr what? You weren't doing a Baruch before, and you're doing Pesukim before. So, what is that? Right? What does it even mean, Nikr Haskala? So maybe he means that when you give Shavach. Baruch is Shavach. And Shavach is Hashem. It's like a certain type of speech. You're involved in praising Hashem. And it's not appropriate to have like mundane speech on the heels of Bracha speech. Like indistinguishable from a Bracha. Bracha is like you're talking to Hashem, you're praising Hashem. And just to, like, yeah, like an example of the Yankee game, you're going to be talking about the Yankees and whatever the game, and then Vemuna calls us, and you'll have just a natural transition, if you will, between mundane speech and a bracha. That's inappropriate. And in order, you have to set a bracha apart with the baruch. You need to set bracha apart with baruch so that you don't just have a sentence or a flow which will go from one to the next. Baruch, it's like a new beginning. I'm now beginning a new thing. Baruch to Hashem, da, da, whatever I say. Sets the bracha apart from my mundane speech, which is that's the idea of Nikar Chasimasa, Nikar Psichasa. It's the idea that I have to set my bracha apart from what I was doing previously. But if I'm already set apart, because the previous bracha, right, I was already set apart. I was already involved in the Kodesh and Divrei Kodesh, so I don't have to set it apart from right. As I say, Ashkenazi, I don't have to set it apart. I just did Gal Yisrael. I just did a bracha. I was just involved in Shabbat. So I don't have to set it apart. But he's saying, similarly, if I was just doing Pesukim, I also don't have to set it apart. Because it's not a matter of noticing where the bracha begins. It's a matter of having like a chilak between the bracha and between mundane speech. Thereby, it's like a way of being machshav bracha. You shouldn't be able to just go straight from one sentence about the Yankees to the bracha. Because that should be able to set it apart. Shouldn't be like a flow. And the baruch is like a beginning of a, it's like an intro. It's an intro, it's like we're introducing Shabbat by saying Baruch Hashem. So that's, even if it might be near it, but it's like I'm starting, it's like a new beginning. Whatever I was doing now, I'm starting. Baruch Hashem and all that. As opposed to if I just say praise in the middle of my sentence and it just flows, it lacks in my kavod habracha to allow it to just to have the, you know, the words of the bracha without a proper introduction. Like, let me give him a proper introduction. You don't just go from whatever you're talking about to something else. You should have given an introduction, set it apart. But again, it's not because Baruch, it's because of like the Divrei, the Chashivas of Baruch, because it's praise to Hashem. But again, you don't have to set it apart from Pesukim, because Pesukim are also ideas about Hashem. Now you might ask, well, let me see what you'll ask. What do you say about that? Say, say Asher Yatzar. You don't want to just say, you walk out of the bathroom, Asher Yatzar, Asalam Mecha. There's no introduction. You're just like, you go from bathroom talk to Asher Yatzar. So the Baruch, like, introduces what I'm doing now. It sets it apart from what was previously. But it's not that intrinsically I need an introduction. The need for an introduction is because I have to be mavdil between the Chol and the Baruch. Between the Chol and the Baruch. But I don't need to be mavdil between Pesukim and a Baruch. Pesukim already moved on. Pesukim already kodesh. I don't need to be mavdil. I need to be nicker the way I'm beginning. Just like Smuch al Chavata doesn't need to be nicker, Pesukim don't need to be nicker. It's not pshat because I already said Baruch. The role is not that I always need a Baruch. The idea is that I always need to be separated from the mundane. But if I have, so Baruch does that. But if I already am engaged in Pesukim, then I don't need to do that. Now you might ask, what's this idea that Pesukim need to be set apart? Like, brachas need to be set apart. What about Pesukim? Why don't you say, whenever I do a pasuk, Bereshis Barakim, Hashem's Arts, I should start off with the Baruch or something? Like, what separates Pesukim from my mundane? You know what I mean? Like, well, where's this idea that brachas have to be separated from the mundane and Pesukim don't, right? Why don't you say the Pesukim themselves should need a psicha? You're right. Yes, right. That's what I was saying. Like, so the Pesukim are intrinsically, they're a fixed text. And therefore, when I engage the fixed text, I'm intrinsically involved in a new activity. I'm dipping on a pre-existing fixed text. That's Torah Shabbat Chassav. But Bracha, there's no official text. It's just saying Shavach. So then I'm just basically starting off Shavach right from what I was doing previously, just start off with Shavach. So it's like I have to, like, what makes it an official text, an official Amira, is that I'm saying Baruch Hashem. Because there is no formal official verbiage. But the Pesukim, I mean, Torah Shabbat Chassav is, that's it. You're engaging the Torah Shabbat Chassav. So it's intrinsically Mofka because you're engaging the text. But in Baruch, you're engaged in Shavach Lashem. You don't just engage Shavach Lashem without introducing yourself. As if what? All of a sudden, that's what you're doing? You're doing Shavach? Some people are like that. You know that? Sometimes people are like that. It's like in the middle of a conversation, all of a sudden, the guy's starting to talk about something serious. You know, whoa, hold on a second. Did you transition? That's it? You know, no, hey, I want to talk about something important. You just, all of a sudden, just start talking about, you know, it's like, it's not appropriate. It's like, it doesn't, like, important things deserve an introduction. They deserve to be set apart, you know. And especially, again, maybe if you're involved in a formal text. So, yeah, when you're engaging in a formal text, it's clear you're in a formal text. But if you're using normal words, not any formal text, and you don't have a proper intro, so that, like, it lacks in the cover of the thing which you're doing, of the bracha. We're good. So then I guess the question is, so now can we go back to the first one? Okay? Because Now, and this is a little bit why I did this, is that, see, now you get from this Tosfos, at least in the second answer, some perspective on the way he's viewing the concept of starting with Baruch, right? Because he kind of tells you, Nikar, Chasa, and I know you have to say Asfara. I don't claim that I'm saying exactly what he said. I'm giving Asfara for it. But at least he's talking and he's giving you some indication of what it's about. So given this Asfara about it, maybe he had that same Asfara in the first one. And then maybe with that in mind, we could try to understand this idea of the Hefsek or whatever and compare and contrast the second answer and the first answer, and, you know? And that's my point. As the first answer, I just felt like he was telling you it's not a Hefsek, but he wasn't giving you a framework for the concept of Baruch such that not a Hefsek matters. But the second answer kind of was explaining to you a reason for Baruch. And because he's showing you a case when you don't need it, and he says, because it's Nikar Psichasa, it's indicating to you an Asfara for why you need the Psechwa. Oh, well, once you have Asfara, then it's reasonable, not necessary, but reasonable, that Asfara is the way Tosis is thinking about the Sugya. Now, it's true the first answer and the second answer are different, but they're not necessarily worlds apart. Perhaps they're in the similar ballpark. Now, the difference, but maybe this is his concept about the idea of Posech Baruch. And if this answer, the second answer you're saying is that once it's on the heels of Pesachim, it doesn't need to be Posech Baruch. But maybe for some reason, the first answer, he didn't go that far. It does, it would need to if it is off of Pesachim. But the Pesachim won't be a Hefsek. You know what I mean? So maybe we could try to compare those two answers, and with this idea on the second answer, maybe come, you know, get some better insight into the first one. So what would be the weak point? Could you say that Tosis is Svara, this Nikar Chavsichasa thing, but still not buy that Psukim will work?
Maybe like
Psukim. Right. Okay, so maybe just to say, this is similar to what you guys are saying, that when they set up a bracha, it's true the idea is bracha is to separate brachas from the mundane, right? That's the idea. But the bottom line is that was codified into brachos. That brachos have to start with baruch. Right? Because you want to separate them from the mundane. But it doesn't go by each bracha and say, hey, were you just saying something mundane or were you not? Or you're just saying Divrei Torah, then it's not necessary. Or even if it's, you know, categorically right after Divrei Torah. The point is that it's like it's built in as a requirement that brachos have to start off with baruch, have to have an introduction in order to separate them from the mundane matters, right? So it's like, it's true the logic of it is based upon separation and that it wouldn't really be necessary if it comes from after a psukim, but it's like built into the tikkun brachos is that brachos have to start with the baruch, have to have an intro to separate it from the mundane. And it doesn't go by case, you know, you don't make an exception because this time it's not necessary because there was, you know, you weren't involved in Monday. Right? So therefore, every bracha, even if it happens to be on the heels of a psukim, it has to start with the baruch to separate it off. But now you have a series of brachos. When you have a series of brachos, so the beginning of the series sets you apart from the mundane. Right? The beginning of the brachos functions, and then you don't need on each and every bracha because it's part of a series. Now, if in the middle of the series you're going to go back into the mundane and start talking in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, well, hold on a second. Now you got to start again. Now you have to separate it out again. Right? It's separated out again. But insofar as you did one bracha, and then you didn't go into the mundane, you just went into Psukim. So now you don't need to have another baruch. You don't say that now the bracha separated me from the mundane. Now the psukim aren't going to re-immerse me into the mundane such that now I'm going to have another baruch because they're not the mundane. So it's like the original bracha functioned to set me apart from the mundane and it's not a hefsek from that separation because I'm involved in psukim. So it's like psukim can't be the separation from the mundane because the takana was that bracha Baruch Hashem is the official separation from the mundane. But once I do the Baruch Hashem in the beginning of the sequence, so then in theory, now I'm separated from the mundane. And until I go back into it, I don't have to start another Baruch. So psukim doesn't force me back into the mundane. So then it's not going to be a hefsek from my involvement in kodesh to in order to be mechayvin in another baruch, right? But again, if I never did a baruch, if I'm just doing psukim, well, I have a chav. The bracha is mechayiv me to have a separation. That's formalized the way brachas are. They have to have a separation from the mundane, so I need to have a baruch. So just saying the psukim can't get around the chiyuv, but they're not going to undermine the chiyuv when it's done, namely the separation when it's done, because they aren't the mundane. So it's not going to be a hefsek from that involvement in Kodesh. But those who says, well, that's a nice theory, it doesn't work out because by Haluchat the Seder, it's not true. You see, there's no Baruch in the beginning, and you still see that we don't have Baruch. So apparently that's why he transitions and says, no, even further, stronger. Is that the whole chova of separating the brachas from the mundane is only insofar as it comes off of the mundane. But insofar as it comes on the heels of psukim, then the bracha not only won't serve as a hafsik, but the bracha itself could already be the separation. The psukim won't be hafsik, psukim themselves could already be the separation and could undermine the need for the separation altogether.